The title of my sermon today is The Tom, the Hen, and Their Brood. I was surprised one night. I was turned on a show about dinosaurs, and a little bit into it, it started talking about how the modern-day birds evolved from the dinosaurs, stating it like it was a fact, not just something that was in their minds. They are the complete experts, even though what they're saying is completely against and goes against what God tells us in His Word. I was at the bank yesterday, as a matter of fact, and at the bank they had this sign and it said factoids. And it said, so I thought, what is a factoid? It's a brief or trivial thing that's supposed to be a fact. It says, but it can be an assumption or a speculation repeated often enough that it becomes accepted as a fact. And that fact that they were trying to tell me was that the first bricks were made about 7,000 years ago. So we know that's also not really a fact. It's just something that they've said. And the same thing goes for what they say about how the birds evolved from dinosaurs. In Proverbs 15, verse 2, it says, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. And I think we see a lot of that foolishness in evolution. So my specific purpose today is today I would like us to see from God's word that God created all things and that they didn't evolve like the modern day experts tell us. You know, I've always loved birds and been amazed watching them fly, eating. How do you eat with no arms? And just the beautiful songs in the morning. One bird that I really enjoy just watching are wild turkeys. We've got some grapevines behind our garage, and I saw the grapevines looked like they were having trouble. They were moving all over the place, and all of a sudden I saw a rooster tail come up, and then a little bit after that I saw the head of the turkey. And here there was a Tom and his hen and their whole brood of about 10 little ones in there feasting on the Japanese beetles in my garden, which I was happy that they were doing. God sent an army to clean up this year's batch of Japanese beetles. So let's look in our Bibles today and see what God says. Were these turkeys, the Tom and the hen and the brood, and other birds created, or did they just evolve on their own from dinosaurs? So let's look at 3 points from God's word. One, let's look at who created the birds. Two, how and when they were created. And three, did the birds have to go on Noah's ark during the great flood? So, one, who created all things according to God's word? We know in John 1, verses 1 through 3, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we have God the Father and the Word who became Jesus Christ. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. So we know God the Father created all things through Jesus Christ. Let's turn over to Colossians 1. We'll read just a few verses in there. Colossians 1. We'll read verses 12 through 18. Colossians 1, verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. When we read God's word, it lightens up our lives. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. And we see plenty of darkness, don't we, in the evolutionists. And conveys unto us the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And this is talking about Christ here in verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And talking about Christ again here in 17, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. Let's turn over to one more. Romans 1, verses 18 through 20. I think we're going to clearly understand who did the creating, whether there was an evolution that was involved, or if something with great majesty and power actually created these things. Verse 18, Romans 1, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Wouldn't you say that the evolutionists are suppressing the God's truth of him being the great creator? "Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So they are without excuse." And we know when we look at the animal life, when we look at the stars in the heavens, when we look at everything God has created, it didn't just evolve out of nothing. Now let's go to point two. Let's answer how and when were the birds created. So that for that, we have to go back to Genesis 1. Genesis 1. And we will read 20 through 23. This is a description of the fifth day of creation. In verse 20, "Then God said," how did God create? He did it by speaking. "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abound, according to their kind, every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the waters and let the birds multiply on the earth." So evening and morning were the fifth day. So we see God clearly states he created the birds. They didn't evolve. So let's move on to point three. So let's answer whether the birds had to go on Noah's ark to be preserved and not wiped out. After all, if they were all killed in the flood, wouldn't it make it impossible for them to evolve since the flood? Yes, it would be totally impossible. We will notice a couple of things also from the verses we're going to read that God did at creation. So let's go over to Genesis 6 and verses 17 to 22. "And behold," this is God talking to Noah, "I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh, in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, Noah, and you shall go into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. You shall bring they shall be male and female." Why did he have to bring male and female? I think it's pretty obvious. If you had all males or all females, there wouldn't have been any birds to reproduce, would there? Verse 20, "Of the birds after their kind, of the animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take for yourself of all the food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded, so he did. Let's look at a few verses in chapter 7, too. God tells Noah that he's righteous before me in this generation. I think all of us would love to have God say that about each one of us. In verse 2 it says, "And you shall take with you seven each of every clean animal, a male and his female, two each of the animals that are unclean, a male and his female." So we see another point here that God made animals, but he didn't make them all clean. He made some that were clean, some that were unclean, some that could be eaten, some that couldn't be eaten. Let's drop down to verse 7. "So Noah with his sons and his wives and his sons' wives went into the ark because of the waters and of the flood, of the clean animals, of the animals that are unclean, of the birds, and of everything that creeps on the earth. Two by two they went into the ark, male and female." So he reiterates, we have to have a male and a female. "And as he commanded Noah." Drop down to verse 14. "They and every beast after them, all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort." So all the birds they had to have on the ark. They couldn't have a few that missed it, and because they were all, everything was going to die. Verse 21, "And all the flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man." Everything was wiped out if it wasn't on the ark. In verse 23, "So he destroyed all living things that were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping thing, and birds of the air." But God saved by his own power Noah and all the animals, including the birds. He created, he kept in the ark to save their lives. So in conclusion, what have we seen from God's word? One, that God created all things through the Word who became Jesus Christ, and that the complexity of the creation points us to our great Creator. Two, that the birds were created by God through His Word, who, and the Word was Jesus Christ on the fifth day of creation week. And three, that the birds had to be taken into Noah's ark to preserve them along with the other animals, both males and females, clean and unclean. This world is in darkness, and without the light of God's word will continue to believe the false stories of the evolutionists. Let us put our trust in God and let him grow his perfect character in us, in our lives, as we trust him and we believe his words.